This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's episode is sponsored by Porzingers, the Laugh Pack new stand-up showcase hosted by New York Knicks star Kristaps Porzingis. If you need an assist in your life getting laughs, Porzingers is a slam dunk. Series debut only on HBO January 18th after a new episode of Stan Dupe and an all-new Crashing starring Pete Holmes and TJ Miller. HBO, we know comedy. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. Today, we are going to review and recap and discuss an episode of Friends with my group of friends over here. So let's get to the show and talk Friends. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host of the show, and today we've got a good one. It is the one where Underdog Gets Away, written by Jeff Greenstein and Jeff Strauss, directed by James Burrows, and this aired on November 17th, 1994. In this episode, Thanksgiving is coming. Joey poses for a health poster, but later finds out he's the face of VD on the posters. Ross finds out that his ex, Susan, is reading. No, he finds. No, his ex is not Susan. His ex is. His ex is Jane. Is his ex. Susan is the woman who Jane left Ross for, and she's reading to the unborn baby, and Ross wants to also read to the new baby. Everyone's planning to go away for Thanksgiving, but all their plans fall apart, and...
Carol.
It's Carol, not Jane. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
It's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jason.
I'm paying a little bit of attention. Okay. And I watched this episode.
You watched one?
I did.
All right.
Oh, it was good. It was nice to kind of be part of this.
Yeah, great.
And, man, I got to tell you, I kind of lost it when Ross fell in the grave.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not this episode.
Oh, my God.
That's the one we did. That's the previous one. The one where Nana dies twice. That's not, this is the Thanksgiving one.
Oh.
This is not the one where he falls into the grave.
Okay, then I didn't watch this
one. Okay, all right. Well, you watched the one we already did.
Yeah, it was great.
Look, really good. That's progress.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it was really good.
You actually found time.
Yeah.
To watch one of these things.
When I was laughing at it, I was like, I can't believe I'm laughing at something 24 years old.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Chandler plans to boycott Thanksgiving because that's when his parents announced their divorce on a previous Thanksgiving. They go to have Thanksgiving dinner. Everything goes wrong because they go run up on the roof of the apartment building because the Underdog balloon broke free in the Macy's parade. And they end up getting locked out of the apartment, and all the food gets ruined that Monica was making to do her first Thanksgiving. I also want to say we are joined by Ruby Goodman from, he is a pop culture critic at large over at
TVZoo.com.
TVZoo.com and sometimes BuzzFeed.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's a Friends tradition.
It really is. This is another, when we get to the Friends first, this is another big one, is the Thanksgiving shows.
Yeah, well, what holiday is more appropriate for the show? Because, you know, when you're young and single and in your 20s in the East Village, your friends are your family.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and sometimes you don't get home to see your blood relatives, but this other group of people kind of become your tribe.
And you call that a Friendsgiving. Yeah. Is that because of the show?
A Friendsgiving.
Yeah. You've never heard that before?
I've heard it many times. Yeah. I'd say this could be the where it started.
I think this could be the origin.
Okay, a Friendsgiving. I never thought of that in relation to the show.
I didn't either.
Uh-huh.
But it really feels like it could be.
Mm-hmm. It very well could. I will find that out somewhere, I guess. At some point. Let me do an ad real quick. We are, thankfully, we have another sponsor here on the show. When it comes to finding laughs in life, are you always fouling out? Do you wish you could get a pointer or three on where to get some amazing new comedy? Well, New York Knicks power forward Kristaps Porzingis can fill the position. He's the host of a new show called Porzingers, which showcases the best and brightest on the New York comedy pro basketball scene. KP's guests on the first episode are Dom Herrera, Jeff Ross, and the comedian that smashed a guitar over a heckler's head in that viral video. And Porzingis gets into the act himself, debuting a 15-minute stand-up set of his own material that Knicks teammate Michael Beasley described as pure raunch. With Porzingers, laughter is a swish. Debuting on HBO January 18th after the season debuts of Stan Dupe and Crashing, starring Pete Holmes and TJ Miller. HBO, we know comedy. So check that out.
Stan Dupe really feels like a show that probably should have its own podcast.
The Duplass Brothers journey through stand-up comedy.
I haven't been so excited for a show.
Than Stan Dupe. Yeah.
And I wrote recaps for season one of Crashing.
Okay.
And I'm actually friends with TJ Miller.
What? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
One of my comedy friends.
All right.
Like you fellas.
Yeah, maybe you could differentiate, but let's get back to Friends here. Thanksgiving. This episode is interesting because it's got a couple different types of comedy going on in this. You've got Joey has his posters of his face. He's the face of VD. And then you've got Monica is more character, and she wants to just do Thanksgiving right for her first time being in charge of Thanksgiving. And she just, the apartment door gets locked and all the food gets burned, and she was trying to make everybody happy, and she couldn't make everybody happy.
The shrill prude. Monica Geller.
I mean, that's wildly harsh to call her.
I can't stand when Monica, episodes that deal with Monica's needling of the other friends and her obsessive compulsive behavior. I think it's just so much of my feelings about gender roles began at an early age. With characters like Monica Geller.
So you look at all these things as these are negatives.
Yes.
Because, so if somebody said to you, well, what about that she was trying to make literally every one of these other people happy by making what they wanted for Thanksgiving, and she was bending over backwards to make their Thanksgiving wishes come true, and her own... Her whatever she was interested in, no one even asked what she was interested in.
I'll say this. Rachel wanted to make Ross happy, so she put on the Slave Leia outfit. I thought that was an excellent sort of bridging between, okay, this is how these two characters work. where Monica seems like she shouldn't even be part of the Friends group.
All right. See, I would disagree with you completely on that. First of all, Rachel put on the slave Princess Leia outfit.
Very sexy.
She put that on. Yeah, that was a... That's not a defining thing of her personality, though, that
her
she put
sexiness?
That on.
Absolutely. I think she uses it. She wields it as a weapon, and rightfully so. She is a very sexy actress, Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, there's some real things here that I feel like you're foisting upon Friends, Ruby, that are not, that do not track in the, I feel like you're looking for a little scrap and then you're blowing it up to be the defining traits of things. And
let's talk about Joey. This storyline with the VD posters.
Yes.
Is such a funny, irony for the depraved greaser that he is.
I mean, he's not a depraved greaser. I mean, that's offensive.
Danny Zuko offensive?
Maybe
so.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
everything's offensive these days, right?
Well, it's I would say plenty of things are offensive because they are offensive, and plenty of things are maybe offensive because people are
so easily offended these days. Thank you. Yes.
Some people are easily offended, but some people are finally standing up for the things that have always offended them, and they've never had voice to say, this goes on unabated, and I take it all the time, and I'm tired of taking it.
As long as they don't have the shrill voice of Courtney Cox, I think we'd all agree that... it's fine.
I think we'd all agree. Well, I know we would all disagree because I disagree.
And that's just a man's opinion.
Yeah. You good over there? Were you playing a game on your phone or something?
No, I was just checking out Twitter, see what's going on.
Okay. Cool.
I mean, some feedback about the show.
Great. Friends first.
Friends first. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. The first, this is... a first and almost last on this one is the time where we meet the owner of Central Perk, Terry, who is played by Max Wright, who everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people know as the dad, Willie, on Alf.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays Terry, the owner of Central Perk, and denies Rachel an advance on her paycheck so that she can fly to Vail to be with her family.
Which Alf character are you?
Which Alf?
This is a question.
Alf?
Alf, yeah.
Alf.
This is a question for both of you.
Uh-huh. Mm. Right now, I feel like the dad.
Yeah.
On it. Just getting mad.
Uh-huh.
Getting annoyed and getting mad.
Okay.
I'm definitely Alf.
I am Alf as well.
Yeah, I'm 100% Alf.
Okay, so it's two Alfs.
And one dad.
Can you have two Alfs?
I mean, if another one landed here.
Well, I guess on Mel.
I mean, this is a specific question. I'm not dream casting a new Alf.
Mm-hmm.
Although, that's another discussion for another time.
What a podcast that would be.
Yeah.
God.
What would that podcast be?
It would be great to cover Dreamcasting, different shows like Alf. I mean, that's a TV podcast I think everybody is just wanting.
And you said Dreamcast.
Yeah.
We could start with Alf and end with Dreamcast, do a whole 90s thing.
And that feels timely,
unlike
other podcasts.
Sure. Well, maybe we could do a spinoff.
Tom, are you a 90s kid?
No, I'm a little older than that. But I watch a show like Friends and I get it. I guess it's slightly aspirational to be in your 90s trying to make your way in the world get things going. This Dreamcasting, this is hanging me up a little bit here. So, I mean, is this... What would this even be? Just you saying, "Or let's do a Dreamcast of
like Quantum Leap." Like, who's going to be Dr. Sam Beckett?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you just say who played it already. That's the dumb thing about Jersey. And I know dumb is a little harsh.
Wow.
You're saying it's like, you're saying, yeah, the Dreamcast for Quantum Leap would be the people who acted on Quantum Leap would play those parts.
Well, you can't get them again, so you want to put other people in it to make it fresh and fun.
Why don't you call it the Dream Recast, then? Because you're recasting it.
I don't know.
It doesn't exist. I don't know why I'm getting twisted.
To die on.
It's So, Friends Facts.
Time for another fun Friends Fact.
Again, and this one is Terry related. He is only seen once more in the show, one other episode, the owner of Central Perk. And he's shown in an episode, the one with the baby on the bus. And he's mentioned once more in a later episode where Gunther, who, by the way, has been in the background, yet to say a single word. It's very distracting when you look at your phone.
Stephen Tobolowsky, is that how you pronounce the name? Mm-hmm. That's who I would dream recast.
Oh.
As Alf's dad.
As Alf's dad.
That is perfect.
And then he could also be in this episode of Friends.
Sure. So Gunther is
recasting the Tommy Westfall universe, perhaps.
Oh my god.
Gunther has yet to say a word on the show, interestingly enough. He's still in the back. We see him in the background at Central Perk. Yet to record a single line of dialogue. Gunther tells Rachel that Terry wants her to do the waitress training again in an upcoming episode. So that's a...
Isn't it a shame that Gunther never effed Rachel?
It's the line of the episode.
So the line of the episode, Phoebe says, oh, you guys have to make a wish because now they're having grilled cheese sandwiches for Thanksgiving dinner because the dinner was ruined. And then Monica says, make a wish. And Phoebe goes, come on, you know, Thanksgiving. And then Monica and Joey do a like a wishbone thing on a grilled cheese sandwich. And says, oh, you got the bigger half. What did you wish for? And Joey says, the bigger half. And I thought that was a funny line.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Rank the episode. This is a solid episode. The first of the many Thanksgivings episodes that we all enjoy over the history of the show.
Friendsgivings.
Friendsgiving episodes. And everybody has things to do on it. And Joey was very funny on it. And I give this one, again... This gets 7.5 friends out of 10 possible friends. Fair. And to what's that?
I said fair.
Fair, okay. Thank you, Ruby.
I'd rank it just a little higher.
Okay, what would you rank it as?
I'd rank it a solid 8.
An 8, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 1/2 ahead of me there. Ranking the friends this time, Monica... And again, we don't have any sound effects for any of these things yet. Still, we're still where still, we were.
Oh
we
man, now. Yeah, it's okay. Taking a little time. Uh-huh. But Terry Crews for Dr. Sam Beckett in Quantum Leap.
Ooh,
what a great recast!
Terry Crews.
I'm not crazy about that kind of recasting, but it is. It certainly is very interesting because he brings such a different.
I'm just saying strength.
Well, yeah.
It takes a lot of strength to go through the streams of time.
I mean, if it's like a Doctor Who situation where it's a new iteration every time, then yeah, that's great.
I like Terry Crews.
Monica, Joey, Chandler, Phoebe, Ross, Rachel.
Oh, so the beta male is not in the basement anymore.
No, Chandler, with his Thanksgiving routine, got himself out of the cellar. Thanks for everybody for listening to the show. Meet my friends.
Making
the
friends is a good title.
Uh-huh. It's been taken already.
Oh.
You think Meet My Friends the Friends is the first title I wanted for this thing? It's not. Okay? All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. And Josh Cantor, thanks for doing the music on the show. And thanks to Ruby Goodman for swinging by. Ruby Goodman from TV Zoo talking about pop culture. Thanks, Ruby.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back again.